Very good. Okay. Very good. So, okay. Bottom of the Zayin of Beis Amarabba. Shama makes us tkiya babor, or makes us tkiya svasabor. What if a person hears the tkiya inside the pit, and or some of it inside the pit, and some of it he hears outside of the pit? Says Rabba, you are yotze in that case. However, miktsas tkiya kodem shiyale amun shachar, miktsas tkiya lachar shiyale amun shachar lo yatsa. If, however, a person hears some of the tkiya before amun shachar, when you are chayiv, that's when you're first chayiv in tkiya shofar. So you hear it before yale amun shachar, and then the other half you hear some of it you hear after amun shachar. Then lo yatsa. Then you're not yotze. The Gemara soon is going to compare why do we have one case saying Yotze and another case where you're not Yotze. That is all Rabba. Okay, before we go on, there's maybe a third of the way down is when we'll stop for questions. Okay, a third of the way down there's a Kamash Malan, and then I'll stop for questions. I'll let you know. Otherwise, we'll just keep going. That way, we make it easier to follow. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amrle Abaye says to Rabba, Maishna hasam deboina kula tekiya b'chiyuva v'leka, hachanami boina kula tekiya b'chiyuva v'leka. I don't understand, says Abaye. Why in the second case are we saying you're not yotze because you need the entire tekiya to be b'chiyuv, and it wasn't because half of it was done before Amud HaShachar when it wasn't the Zman Chiyuv? The first case also, we should need the whole tekiah to be b'chiyuv, and it wasn't because you heard half of it outside the bor. So why are you distinguishing and saying when you hear half of it inside the bor and half of it outside the bor, you're going to be yotze? But if you hear half of it before amud hashachar and half of it afterwards, then you're not going to be yotze. What's the difference? So the Gemara says hachi hashta, not so fast. Hasam laila lavzman chiyuvahu klal. Over there, in the case of the Zman, where you hear half of it before Amud HaShachar, so nighttime, Laila, is not a Zman Chiyuv at all, meaning nobody is obligated. There's no Chiyuv whatsoever to hear the shofar before Amud HaShachar. But Hacha, but in the case of the Bor, Makom Chiyuvahu, Lo'osan Ha'omdim Babor. It is, in fact, a Makom Chiyuv. It happens to be that by you stepping outside the Bor, you're not going to be yotze with that part of it, but it's still a valid tekiya. Whereas in the case of before you blow the shofar, before Amud HaShachar, it's not a valid tekiya. You haven't done anything because it's done before Amud HaShachar. It's not even a Zman Chiyuv. Here, it's a Makom Chiyuv. The bor is a Makom Chiyuv for anybody standing inside the bor. So the fact that you happen to be outside the bor for some of it, we're going to allow, says Rabbi, we're going to allow the part that you did hear. The Gemara is still going to question.
We're assuming.
So much for my one third of the way down.
Or outside the bor, it was within the time you're feeling.
Yeah, one third of the way down, we're going to take. But yes. Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, does this imply the Sava Rabba that Rabba holds Shama Sof Tekiya below Tekilas Tekiya Yatza? Does this imply that Rabba holds if you hear the end of the Tekiya before you hear without hearing the beginning of a Tekiya Umimela, and then we can extrapolate that Tekilas Tekiya below Sof Tekiya Yatza? Is this imply that if a person hears either the first half of a tekiya and not the second half, or the second half and not the first half, that you're going to be yotze? Because Rabba says, if you heard half of it inside the bor, where it was being blasted, and then you stepped out of the bor, then you're going to be yotze. So it sounds like you can chop it up. Sounds like you can take part of the tekiya, and you can say, as long as I heard the shear, the necessary requisite shear, the length of the tekiya, where I was chayiv, then it seems like I should be yotze. Is that really what Rabba is saying? I will bring you two rayas that show that is not the case. Toshma, taka b'rishono mashach b'shniya kishtayim ein b'yado ela achas. This is a mishnah that we had quoted before, and it'll show up also on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, but we had this case before. We know that there are three lines in a regular stam chiyuv of shofar. There are three lines that the Baal Tokeya must blast. There is the first line, which is tekiya shvarim true tekiya. That's the first line. The second line is tekiya shvarim tekiya. And the third line is tekiya teruah tekiya. Okay? That's your classic mitzvah d'oraisa of tekiya shofar. So, what happens if the shofar, the Baal Tokeya, he blasts his tekiya, then he blasts his shvarim teruah, which is the second part of the first line, and then he blasts a tekiya, which is an extended tekiya. Let's say that the zman for a tekiya is 2.5 seconds. It sounds a little long, but let's just say it's 2.5 seconds. He blows a 5 to 6 second tekiya because he figures, I can cover the first part of the next line. I can do a tekiya which is going to cover the third part of the first line, and the tekiya that's going to cover the first part of the second line, and I can do it all. I can kill two birds with one blast.
We already had this discussion, and some of these.
Wait for the questions. Not in the middle.
Talk about Rishonim.
I've been trying so hard to wait, since the beginning.
David, wait till we get to the place to ask questions.
And it's been 3 minutes, and we really appreciate your patience. We really do.
Wait another 3 minutes.
It's been this particular 3 minutes has been a very long 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
This is why we have a psychotherapist here. This is perfect.
No, by mine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying for you. I'm saying for me. So says Gemara, Vamai. Why does it not work? Why does the Mishnah say Ein biyado ela achas, that you only get credit for one tekiya? We just said that if a guy hears the shofar blast inside the bor, and then he hears mitzvahs outside the bor, then we're gonna call it yotze, even though it was one long blast. We're lechora, we're viewing it as if we can chop up the tekiya, and we can say, well, the first part you were yotze with. So why can't we do the same thing here? We chop up the long tekiya, and we create a 3 second and a 3 second, and call it two different blasts. Tesalik lebetarti. So why can't the guy be Yotzei with two blasts? Because each blast is l'chora, each blast is going to be the requisite duration of a tekiya. So you have a 6 second blast, chop it up, 3 seconds, 3 seconds. Why can't we do that? It seems like that's what we're doing over here.
What does the word salik mean?
Salik, he should be Yotzei. He should go up, right? Literally, tesalik means it should go up. Tesalik lebetarti. I don't have a problem if you ask the definition of a word. It means I didn't translate it properly. So the Gemara answers, why are we not Yotzei with two? So the Gemara says, Psukit kiyasa mehadadi lo paskinan. That's because we're not going to chop up a tekiya and create two. In the case of the bor, where you heap part of it inside the bor and parts of it outside the bor, the reason why you're Yotzei is because, not because we're saying you're going to chop up, we're chopping up the separating tekiya into one tekiya that you're yotze with, another tekiya that you're not. We're just saying that you heard the requisite duration of a tekiya, and therefore it's good enough. But to say that we're going to take one long tekiya and we're going to chop it up into two tekiyos, that's going too far. That we're not going to say. So the Gemara says that's why it doesn't work in that case. Tashma, the Gemara asks the second kasha. Hatokei l'toch habor or l'toch hadus or l'toch hapitus. This is our Mishnah, and says, if a person blows the shofar inside a bor, inside a dus, which is an above ground, what? Cistern. Gaya. Okay. Or l'toch hapitus, or inside a barrel. Okay, inside a barrel. Im kol shofar shama yatsa. If the guy hears purely the kol shofar, then he's going to be yotze. Im kol havara shama lo yatsa. But if he hears an echo somewhere in there, then he's not going to be yotze. Says the Gemara, why? Ve'amai lipuk betchilas tekiya mekami de la arvid kala. Why can't the person be yotze with the first part of the tekiya before the echo kicks in, assuming that the tekiya, the blast itself, before the echo kicks in, is the requisite duration for a shofar blast? If we require 2.5 seconds or 1.5 seconds, then assuming that blast without, before before we hit the echo. Assuming that that duration was accomplished, we should be Yotzei. According to what we said with the boar, it's the same thing. You're going inside the boar, you're hearing the shofar blast. Outside the boar, you're not. You're not Yotzei with that part of it. We're able to say that the first part of it, you're Yotzei with. Why can't we say the same thing? Same Gemara we had last week. Exactly.
Same Shalom.
And, says the Gemara, you're right. Ki ka'amar Rabba, when does Rabba say that if you hear Mixas Tekiah Babor and Mixas Tekiah outside the boar, you're going to be Yotzei? It's not what we thought. It's not about a guy who's listening to the Tekiah and then he climbs out of the boar, but rather, it's where the Baal Tokeah is being Motzi himself. He's blowing it for himself. And what's he doing? He's blowing the shofar inside the boar, and while he's carrying on with his Tokeah, he hops out of the boar. How can you do it? Well, we don't have to be talking about a Yosef type boar. We could be talking about a boar that is 10 tefachim high, and he just steps out of the boar. He's blowing inside the boar, and then he steps out of the boar. Or there are steps, and he's just climbing out, and as he's blowing it.
So it's not a blower.
I almost got through it. Kikamer, one second. Let's just finish today. I have two more lines. Two more lines, bear with me. I think we can do this, guys. If we concentrate very hard, I think we can pull this off. Okay. So the Gemara says, when Rabba said that you're Yotzei, when you hear some of it inside and some of it outside, that is where the person is himself. Blowing the shofar himself. It's a one-man show, and he's buying his own tickets, and he's blowing inside the boar, and then he hops outside the boar. Maybe there are steps. Maybe there's a ladder. Maybe he's just a really good Olympic jumper. I don't know. He's doing it. Okay.
You hear what I said? I suggested it's a shofar marching band.
Okay, very good. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, Ihachi, Maila Memra. What's the Chiddush then? Of course you're going to be Yotzei. He's the one blowing the shofar. He's the one that's going to be Yotzei, whether he's inside the boar or outside the boar. I need Rabba to tell me this new halacha. This is a pasha to halacha. Why is he telling me this? So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why we need to learn this Chiddush. Because Mahu de Tema, what might I think? Zimnin de Mapik Reishe Ve'akati Shofar Babor. If the guy is thinking I'm going to hop out of the boar, there might come a time when his head sticks outside the boar, so he's blowing the shofar, his head is outside the boar, and he's blowing the shofar inside the boar, therefore he is technically in two spaces. His head is outside the boar, and he's blowing inside the boar, and you might think that that's going to be a problem if such a thing happens. Become an arviv kala, and therefore you have an irbuv, you have a mix, you have a whole confusion of kolos, because you have a kol coming from inside the boar, which sounds an echo outside the boar, and his head, where his ears are hearing it, is outside the boar. So a guy who's hopping from in and out the boar, he might stick his head out there. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, therefore we are not concerned about that. It comes to teach us, Rabba, that we are not concerned about that type of thing. It's a very unlikely scenario. It's a mils de lo shchicha. It's not common. Therefore, we're not going to be concerned about that. And Rabba says, a guy who blows a shofar inside the boar with the intention of hopping outside, he's going to be just fine.
So that's the case.
Now we can take questions. See how fun is this?
In other words, what you're saying is there's nobody else around him listening. He's blowing the shofar.
It's a one-man show.
Only he is there.
He's a one-man band.
Only he is there. Nobody else is there. Nobody else is listening.
He's a one-instrument band.
He is the blower and the listener.
Yes.
He's the blower and the listener.
The nafshe, exactly.
He's doing both things. He's blowing and he's listening. To be Motzi himself.
He has to be Motzi himself. That's what we're talking about.
This thing doesn't make sense.
All right.
Wait.
I wish you would have told me that 15 minutes ago. I could have just had continued with my dinner.
Okay. Yeah. Are we just talking about one blowing, i.e. Tekiah?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about a whole row? Or are we talking about all three rows? Or all four rows?
What's the difference?
three rows.
Yeah, I mean,
three run a row.
He started in the four with one blowing.
One blowing.
And he got himself up so his head's sticking out in the four. Okay.
Yeah.
During that first blowing and the subsequent blowings of all the rows,
So what's the difference?
My question
he's
is...
He's got his head outside the...
He's Yossi.
He needs to be Motzi himself. Whatever it takes to be Motzi himself. Right. I don't know.
One, or two, or three.
I don't know. You got to ask him.
But this whole thing doesn't
you gotta
make
ask
sense.
Him what he,
why
what
does the Gemara bring this kind of a case?
What do you mean, why does the Gemara bring this kind of a case?
I mean, come on.
It's unlikely to begin with. It's like, that's unlikely. It's like, right, Mr. Zalashkich at the end, the whole case is Mr. Zalashkich.
You said that this was an
maybe he had no way to sleep or something.
What? You said it was an unlikely case. Were you...
I say the whole Mishnah is an unlikely case.
Or was that...
That's the Gemara.
You know,
because the whole...
Oh, Gemara says Kamash Malan, that it is... Well, Kamash Malan, you're going to be Yotze.
Unlikely,
why?
Right?
Because it's unlikely.
The whole Mishnah is unlikely to begin with. Doesn't say that.
That's just...
That's
the whole thing about Amud HaShachar. That seems really, really far-fetched to me about part of a tikkiah before Amud HaShachar. And part of... We traditionally blow...
Are we going up to something else now?
Okay. The purpose of what? Was it something I said? Did I offend you?
That needs a break. I'm waiting for the
question. Are we going up to something else?
What? It's unbelievable. You gotta go get a drink. Okay. Best market. You want to get me to the shopping trip for
me? Give me a scotch on the rocks.
I'll give you a shopping list. Thank you. You could do, Zev, you want a Thursday? You can do your cleaning, and then you can come back. No, I don't know. I don't know what a lot is.
Omar loves fries.
All right, Omar, Rabbi.
I think we're going on. Sorry, you can get your drink if you want. I'm sorry. What?
No more questions today.
Yes.
It seems like a lot of this stuff that we have, not necessarily all of it, but a lot of it, seems to be repetition of what we had both in the previous Amud,
yes,
and even in the Amud before we got to this present Mishnah, when the present Mishnah had gotten quoted.
This is very
so
common for the Gemara.
I'm trying to understand what's different about this discussion, what we're learning new that we...
What's different is everything.
This is a different understanding.
We quoted the Mishnah before, and we're quoting the Mishnah now of the Taka Barishona. If you extend your shofar blast, we quoted the Mishnah before about Hatokel Lotocha Bor or Lotocha Dus Lotocha. So that part is consistent. It's true. We had that before.
And that's discussion.
But the point is that's being used as a proof. As a proof for the statement of Rabbah, which is brand new. The statement of Rabbah is that if a person who blows the mixes a shofar inside and mixes outside, then he's going to be yotzei. It's a brand new statement. We never had any such
And that
statement.
Also contradicts the Mishnah, right?
No.
Well, that's the Gemara's question. It seems to contradict the Mishnah, to which the Gemara has to...
Keep it simple. The first statement dealt with the vibrations. In other words, the echoing. That's what we tried to discuss the first time. This is not talking about the echoing here. This is talking about a clear sound to Yotzi himself. And there's no echo. If there be an echo, it says, it even refuses that response. So even if there would be an echo, it'd still be Yotzi.
Okay.
So.
Very good. The Gemaras that we're using as proofs or as questions are the same. They're similar. They're the same Gemaras, right?
Uh-huh.
We can do that. You're allowed to use a Mishnah or a Brisa as a proof multiple times. We happen to do it. But the Gemara that we're trying to support or question is a brand new Gemara, and that's Rabbah's statement. That's all. It's not unusual for the Gemara to do that.
What's Rav Yehuda going to do now?
What's Rav Yehuda? That's a good question. What Rav Yehuda is going to do now... And I will tell you when the next stopping point is. It'll be about 10 lines, okay?
Let's go.
All right, if you could just hold
off.
I think
you're
going to be okay.
Is it a new
policy? You'll make it. What?
Questions only after a certain number of lines?
I just want to keep I want to keep some kind of flow. I don't think I'm flowing, but I'm trying to figure something out. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, very good. Thank you. Next time I'll bring my couch, I'll just lie down and I'll just tell you all my problems. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "B'shofar shel ola." If a person wants to blow from a shofar shel ola of a korban ola, lo yitaka, you shouldn't do such a thing, because it's an ola; it's not supposed to be used for your own purposes. V'im taka, but if you did so yatsa, then you're going to be yotze, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. B'shofar shel shlamim, however, if you blow from a shofar of a korban shlamim, lo yutaka, you shouldn't blow from it, v'im taka lo yatsa. And if you do it even b'diyevet, you're not going to be yotzei. So now the Gemara says, well, why? Why? You just said by a korban ola, if I took the shofar off of the animal, let's say before I slaughtered the animal, I took the shofar off of the animal with the korban ola, I'm going to be yotzei b'diyevet if I do such a thing.
Should be the opposite. Ola is more serious. Ola should be the opposite.
Ah, so very good. Maybe you should even...
So ola is kachin, and shlamim is kachin kalim.
Right, very good.
Ola should be more chomer, so you should not yotzei for the ola, and yet you should yotzei for the shlamim.
So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Very good. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? My taima, ola bas me'ilahi. See, if a person gets hana'a from a ola, then that's chayiv a korban me'ila. Okay? Anybody who gets hana'a from a korban ola is chayiv a korban me'ila. Now, once you're chayiv the korban me'ila, kevan demalba, once you're chayiv on that korban me'ila, nafkala l'chulin. Then the shofar goes out to chulin, meaning it becomes unconsecrated.
So it's not a
by
problem.
Your getting hana'a from it, you unconsecrate
right.
The shofar, so you're bringing it out to Chulin, you're making it a regular shofar by getting the Hana, and now that it's a regular shofar, you can actually be Yosei with
that's
it. So what comes out is
about.
What comes out is that the stringency of the Ola, in that there, it's Chayiv HaMe'ila, actually works to your benefit in this case. But a Shlamim, a Korban Shlamim, we don't have such a din. The Lav B'nei Me'ila Ninhu, there's no korban me'ila that's chayiv on a shlamim. It's just usser. You just can't get any hana. You're not allowed to do it, right? It's usser because it's kodesh, and you're not supposed to get a benefit from kodesh. But there's no chayiv me'ila. Since there's no chayiv and korban me'ila, it doesn't go out to chulin. So the lav b'nei milaninhu, isuruhu derachiv b'hu. There is an isser that rides on the shlamim at all times, and since the isser is constant and it rides on that shlamim, you're not going to be yotzei v'lo nafki l'chulin. You're not going to go out to chulin. It doesn't go out to it still remains a kodesh item. Therefore, even b'dievet, if you blow from it, it's not going to be good.
David, the blower is
I have five more lines. That's all I was asking for.
Listening.
I just wanted five more lines. What?
You said the word
the
was
the blower is chayav only, or everyone listening is chayav as well as the blower?
Chayiv me'ila. He's saying chayiv korban me'ila. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. Who is chayiv in the me'ila? I don't know. I'm gonna say just the tokeya, the Baal tokeya, because he's the one who is actively getting the hana, where the other ones are getting the hana from the sound of the shofar, but it's a passive.
Mitzvah Slav Danis.
No, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get there. We're assuming right now that that's not a
getting
teutz.
Any hana. Okay.
Oh, no, they didn't get there yet.
We're
right.
You're all getting hana.
Right. We're assuming that they're getting hana. Mitzvah Slav Danis. What? What?
Wait till you finish.
Do maisa, right? Exactly. So here, there's no. The only Baal Tokei is doing a maisa. Okay. Maskif la Rava. Rava said that this doesn't make any sense. How can you say that you're going to be chayiv a korban me'ila and therefore you're bringing it out to chulin and therefore it's going to be yotzei emas mal? At what point are you chayiv in the korban me'ila? At what point do you derive the benefit? Lebaser detaka. That's after you were tokeya. After you blew the shofar, that's when you heard the sound, that's when you're yotzei, that's when you did the mitzvah. That's the hana, that's the me'ila. But kikotaka, when you're blowing from it, bisurataka. When you're actually blowing from it, kolzman that you're blowing from it, you haven't been yotzei the mitzvah, you're still in the process of blowing, so that's be'isser. You're doing it be'isser. So how can you tell me? What?
You're focusing on one, not 30.
Right. We're focusing on one, exactly.
You have
to say. Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's a good
question. Focusing on just one.
We're focusing on one right now. Right. But the point is.
On one?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The point is. The point is. Kolzman that you're blowing the shofar, that 3 seconds that you're blowing that tzkia, so you're blowing it be'isser, because you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. Now you told me, well, if you derive benefit from it, and then you're chayiv a korban me'ila, and it goes out to chulin, and therefore you're blowing a regular shofar. Yeah, but you're only chayiv on the me'ila after the tkiah. After the tkiah, when you derive the benefit of the kol, and you got the mitzvah, that's when you're chayiv in the me'ila. But then the mitzvah is already, it's already happened. Kol zman that you're blowing it, that's your chayiv in isser. You're over on an isser. If you're over on an isser, you shouldn't be You shouldn't be yotze with the mitzvah so because it never went out to chulin as long as you were blowing
it. So cutting off the shofar, the ram's horn is not a mitzvah.
That's right. That's a separate discussion. That's a separate discussion. It's a good question whether cutting off the shofar is an answer.
Especially they did it on purpose. Well,
you're getting hanor from that shofar.
Especially when they did it on purpose.
Cutting off the shofar
from the animal.
It fell off by itself, though.
Yeah.
Right. Well, or could be they did it on purpose.
It fell off by itself?
Could be. There's two possibilities. That's sort of, no, it's a good question.
If that's the case, then it's after. If it's after, you can use it.
Okay, what?
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Yeah. All right. I mean, we have two more lines. Can we do two more lines?
I'll do two more lines. I wrote down my questions.
Two more lines.
I'm trying to figure out a good medium over here. I don't think this is working. I'll have to think about this. Ella Amarava. Rava says, so in light of his question, as to Mechorah, he's right. You're not chayiv me'ila until afterwards. By afterwards already, you've already blown the shofar. You got your hana afterwards, and kol zman that you're blowing, that's the yisr. So you shouldn't be yotze. So Ella Amarava, no. Echad zev, echad zev lo yotze. Rava said, no, I'm going to be misagin this whole thing. What really is coming out, the upshot of all thing is, no. Whether it's an ola, whether it's a shlamim, you're not going to be yotze because you're not allowed to get hana from the kodesh. Hadar Amar, but then he switched his opinion and he said, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm wrong about both cases. Echazev echazev yatsa. Really? Whether it's a shlomim or an ola, you are yotze. Why? Because Rava gives us a principle that comes up all over Shas. A very important principle. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu.
Mitzvos.
What?
When we talk about benefit, we're talking about a physical benefit that's possible.
Correct.
Not a spiritual benefit.
Correct. The spiritual benefit, i.e. the mitzvah, that's lav lehenos nitnu. The Hashem did not give us the Torah, and did not give us mitzvos to get hana from them. So therefore, the hana, we're not receiving a hana from hearing the kol shofar. We're getting a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a chiv. You have an obligation. You have a shibud. You have to do the mitzvahs. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs. You got to do the mitzvahs. But it's not for hana. Therefore, there's no chiv me'ilah. There's no such thing as a me'ilah. And therefore, you're going to be yotze. Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's not a hana. You're not getting a hana from the ola. You're not getting a hana from the shlamim. You're just doing a mitzvah. And that is yotze. So you shouldn't do it, but you're going to be yotze.
So who is that that disagrees then, that says that you're yotze in both cases?
This is Rava. Rava was the one who originally objected to Rav Yehuda's opinion, who said that when it comes to an ola shel, shofar shel ola, you're going to be yotze b'di'eved, but a korban shel shlam, an ola shel shofar shel shlamim, you're not. That was Rav Yehuda's statement. Rava disagreed and said you can't distinguish. And so Rava ended up saying, Elo Amar Rava, Rava said, here's the psak. The psak is that you're going to be yotze in either case because there is no hana that is pertinent when it comes to mitzvos. Mitzvos are not hana worthy, right? You don't do mitzvos. Hashem didn't give us the mitzvos to get hana from them. He gives us the mitzvos because that's the mitzvah. You got to do the mitzvah.
Despite the fact that it might be pleasurable to hear it.
That it might be pleasurable. Despite the fact that certain mitzvos are a physical pleasure even. You know, to eat achilas matzah, for example. There could be a physical pleasure. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah sad lehenos nitnu. Exactly.
How about three meals on Shabbos also?
Pretty good. Who else wants to come up with an example?
Can you read that?
What about smelling the esrog? That's a hadassah. Wow. I got another one. What else you got?
There's a mitzvah to smell?
No. What?
Kiddush and Havdalah.
Kiddush and Havdalah.
Anybody else?
We could go around the room. Everybody like a show and tell.
Kiddush Friday night.
That's called Kiddush.
Yeah.
Okay. Very
good.
Can
you do the Rashi on that?
Yeah, which one? Lo lehenos nitnu. Rashi says mitzvos are not for the purpose of deriving benefit. It's exactly midway. Yeah. Lo lehenos nitnu li Yisrael. They're not given to Yisrael to get benefit. Lihios kiyumam lahem hana. That their kiyum, that their fulfillment should be a hana. Ela laol. They are a burden of savarehem on their necks. Meaning they're a burden. Hashem gave it to them as an obligation. Nitnu. They were given to us as an obligation. They're not given to us as hana. Therefore, hana is not pertinent when it comes to mitzvos, and therefore there is no hana being derived from an ola and a shlamim and your yotze.
Yes. Is there a concept of mitzvah baba veros? Why is it yotze if it's mitzvah baba veros?
That's a ritva. The ritva asks that question. He says, why if it's a mitzvah baba vera, is, are you Yotze? Okay, you have to see the Ritva. I forgot the Ritva.
No, but this is not the question here. This is not Mitzvah Baba
Averis. What is a Mitzvah Baba Averis?
How?
It's a Mitzvah Baba Avera L'chora. L'chora is a classic case of Mitzvah Baba Avera. The Avera is you're using the Korban Ola.
You just said he had a case where it fell off by itself. And if it fell off, then...
I gotta look up... I think this is the Ritva.
It should be for everybody to use.
I think this is a Ritva.
Wait, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that using the animal for a mitzvah other than the designated mitzvah, like the ola, in the case of the ola, using it for the mitzvah of tekiah shofar, is in fact a hana, and that's the disagreement between him and Rabbi
Yehuda. Yehuda is holding that it is a hana, correct? He's holding that it is a hana, and therefore you are. In the case of the Ola, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you're deriving Hana, you're taking it out of Kodesh, you're making a Kulin, and therefore, yeah, exactly. It seems like you're asking, within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, would we say Mitzvahs Lehenos Nitnu? Is he holding Mitzvahs Lehenos Nitnu? Maybe. Maybe it's very possible. It's very possible that he is, and then we pass him like Rava, that Mitzvahs Lav Lehenos Nitnu, but it could be that's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. Yeah.
David. Are you making a connection saying that because he took and blew from a shofar of a
ola.
Of an ola, that by the act of taking that ola shofar, his aim is to get hana?
No.
I don't know if his aim is to get hana, but that is a... That is a necessary derivative of his action. He's getting hana.
I take a shofar. I don't know, the shofar's laying on the table. I don't know that shofar came from an ola. And I take that shofar and I blow it. Okay. Does that mean I'm... my intent is to get hana.
Okay, so this is a question about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, whether you need hana, whether you need kavana to do mitzvos or to violate averos, which is the next sugya. So shkoyach, perfect segue, because that's going to be the next gemara that Rav is going to bring up, and it'll lead to chav chesim and beis, the gemara on Thursday, which is a very very complex gemara. Anyway, the gemara goes weiter. Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says. B'shofar shel avodah zarah, when it comes to a shofar that was used for avodah zarah purposes, lo yitaka, you shouldn't blow from it, v'yimtaka yatsa. But if you did so, then you're yotze. B'shofar shel irani dachas, when it comes to a shofar shel irani dachas, now an irani dachas is a city in which most of the people in the city were worship avodah zarah, therefore there's a chiyuv to destroy the entire city. And you have to burn and all the loot, all of the things inside the city have to be burnt. There's a chiyuv that now everything has to be destroyed within that city. That is an irani dachas. More than 50% of the citizens were worshipping avodah zarah. The entire city's got to be destroyed, and all of its loot has to be burned. So now,
okay, but.
Yes.
Let's finish it.
We're gonna go.
It.
No. Oh yeah.
Let's finish it.
Let's finish it.
Okay, all right, enough. I don't want to get into my
place. Don't get into it. Okay?
Yeah,
it's okay for you to question.
Moshe, I don't want you to say anything.
And yet, anybody else, me, you have to have something to say. I don't like it. I haven't liked it from the beginning. That's why I sat in the back. I've had it with this crap.
Well, I'm not asking anything. Go ahead. I'll keep the rules.
Okay. When it comes to the shofar shell, irani dachas lo yitaka, you shouldn't blow from it. Ve'im taka lo yatsa. And if you do blow from it, then you're not going to be yotze. Now, why? What is the difference between a shofar that is from avodah zarah and a shofar that is from the irani dachas? Why, in one case, do we say that you're yotze b'diyeved, and in the case of irani dachas, you're not? My taima, irani dachas kisusei michtesh yorei. The shear, the size of the shofar has been decimated when it comes to the irani dachas. Why? What does that mean? So there's a principle that we have all over Shas, and it comes up in different contexts. But in this context, the way it comes up is kol ha'omed lisrof kisaruf dami. Meaning, anything which is destined, which is bound, which is fit to be burned, which is standing to be burned, we view it as if it is already burned. So now, you have a shofar that belonged to the irani dachas. That shofar is destined, it is required that you burn it. Since it is omed lisrof, since it stands to be burned, we view it as if it is already burnt. So therefore, it has no shear, it has no size. As we learned from last week, a shofar must have a size. What is the size? The size is in order that you grab it and that it shows from one end on the other end. So you basically have a tefach plus is the size of a shofar. At any rate, this shofar shel irani dachas has no size because it has been decimated. Even though it hasn't literally been decimated, we view it as if it is a decimated, it is a burnt shofar. And a burnt shofar obviously cannot be blown. Therefore, if you use the shofar of a irani dachas, it is no good. Amar Rava. Rava says, we'll go a little bit further and then I can take some questions. Amar Rava, Hamodir Hana Mechaver, a person says, I am not going to get any Hana from Reb Zev. I'm not going to get any Hana from Reb Zev. Motu litkoa lo tekiya shel mitzvah. Zev is nevertheless allowed to blow for me a tekiya shel mitzvah. Why? Because same principle, mitzvah lehenos nitnu. Even though I was mudr hana from Zev, it is not. I'm not deriving any benefit from the mitzvah because the mitzvah is a chiyuv. It is not a benefit. Therefore, I can still allow Zev to blow for me, and it's not a problem. Similarly, exactly. Says
not here.
Okay, somewhere else where they appreciate you. Hamudr ama hana mishofar. Randy, right? Handy Randy. Hamudr hana mishofar. A person who is mudr hana from a shofar, mutter litkoa bo, you can blow with that shofar to kiyushal mitzvah. Again, same principle. Because mitzvah slav the henos nitnu, and therefore, even though you said you're not going to get any hana from the shofar, the mitzvah of kiyushal shofar does not fall under the rubric of hana. V'amarava, hamudr hana mechaveiro, if a person makes a neder that he's not going to get hana from his friend, maze alav mechatas, his friend can sprinkle on him mechatas. If I, for example, chas v'sholem, become tamei mace, I can allow Reb Zev, from whom I was mudr hana, to sprinkle with me the mechatas, in order to be metaher me, to do the old spritzaruni. He could do it. But that's only bimos hakshamin. In the what? Person who is makes a neder.
Oh,
hamudar makes another mefarm friend, right?
Okay, I feel like stupid now.
Okay, very good. So okay,
not really.
Okay, fine. Mazel av mechatas bimos hakshamin. That's only during the rainy season, meaning during the wintry season. Why in the wintry season? Because in the wintry season, I have no hana from the mechatas because it's cold already. I don't
that's
want any
cold
water
being in the winter.
All right. Anywhere else, it's cold, and you don't want any water sprinkled on you. It's not geshmak. But I cannot take such sprinklings in the Imos HaChama in the summertime, because in the summertime there is Hana. Hamudr Hana Mimayan. If a person gets Hana, says, I'm not going to get any Hana from this spring. So tovel bo tefilo shel mitzvah. Again, you're allowed to do a tefillah inside that spring, because the mitzvah of tefillah is lav lehenos nitnu. But that's only b'mos hakshamim in the wintertime when it's not geshmak to go into that spring. Aval lo b'mos hachama, but not in the summertime when going into that spring is geshmak. And therefore, even though you are getting the mitzvah of tefillah, you're also getting a side benefit of the Ma'ayan of the spring. And there's a machlokes rishonim whether this gemara is about a side benefit. In other words, when we talk about dipping into the spring for the tevila, Is it that we're saying that you're not allowed to go into the spring and the summertime because you're getting a side benefit of the water being cool? That's what the Ran says. You can't get a side benefit. Okay? The Hana, the mitzvah, that's lav lehenos nitnu. But you can't get a side benefit. And the side benefit is you're getting a geschmack from the spring water. So that you can't do. But there's another opinion. I want to say maybe it's the Rashba. There's another opinion that says that's not what this Gemara is talking about. The reason why you shouldn't go into the spring is not because you're going to get a side benefit. Because the Rashba holds, there's no problem of getting a side benefit. What's the problem? The problem is, it's a gezeira. If you go into the mikvah, what might happen? What might happen is, it's geshmak, it's the summertime, so you're going to stick it out. You're going to say, you know what, I did my tefillah already, now I'm going to go for a little swim. So for that swim, that extended period, that's hana. That's mamish hana. That's not a side benefit. That's mamish hana from the spring. Then you're going to have a problem. So according to the Rashba, it comes out according to the Rashba, you have gzeira d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira that you might extend your stay in the mayan, in the spring. So mid-rabbanan, we say you can't do it. But according to the Ran, getting a side benefit is an issa d'oraisa. You can't get benefit from the spring. That's an issa d'oraisa. So that's the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba, whether you hold this problem of going into a spring in the summertime is an issa d'rabbanan or issa d'oraisa. Yeah.
I have a real inside
the womb. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a real big problem with the shofar of adultery.
Yeah, I do a few. I don't use it.
Okay,
I don't use it.
I would just prefer to. I have a real big problem with it I can't even enunciate the bases, all of the bases, except that when you, this one shofar of idolatry, okay?
Adultery sounds better. I like adultery better.
Okay.
I don't hear my personal life.
This initial shofar of idolatry, okay, leads to Subverted City.
Subverted City. Okay. Yeah, Irani Dachas. Go ahead.
Leads to.
Yes.
Irani Dachas.
What do you mean leads to? Define what do you mean leads to?
Leading one person with a chauffeur of idolatry.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, one person can cause.
Create a whole movement of idolatry.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a
general principle, yeah, if you're talking about anything connected with idolatry, as a philosophical general principle, okay, how could anyone knowingly take a chauffeur of idolatry and blow?
One person.
We could be talking about a case where a guy didn't necessarily know that the chauffeur was from a chauffeur of idolatry and he blew it. Question is, are you yotze? The answer is you're yotze.
Right. One person adultery, the whole community gets adultery.
If that's the basis of the case, I understand.
Oh, very good. Shkoyach, excellent. Let's stop right there. Okay. What?
The average southern city down south, the Christian worshippers, the whole city, that tens of thousands.
Yeah.
How does the Irani Dachas, it's not a city of idolatry.
I don't know if an Irani Dachas. Yeah, it has. What's a Jewish city? It has to be a Jewish city. Yeah,
has to be an Eretz Yisrael.
What?
Has to be
an Eretz Yisrael. Has to be a Jewish city. So
it can't.
Right.
Maybe Beit Shemesh is the Eretz Yisrael.
North Georgia is not.
What?
I think Beit Shemesh is the Eretz Yisrael. Most people in Bet.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there. What?
The thing with the shofar, Beit Shemesh,
Beit Lechem, North Carolina, too Jewish.
A question and also a point that I noticed. The question is, I see what Rav Yehuda is saying and I understand his logic.
Okay, very good.
What surprises me is you don't have Rav or someone else arguing and saying, but they should both be usher because from the Avodah Zarah,
from the Avodah Zarah, you know, maybe it's like tainting the
the whole mitzvah. Community. Yeah, you know, the whole thing.
Is that a question? Are you asking a question?
It is a question. Why is nobody in this Gemara arguing on Rav Yehuda and saying it should be? I mean,
the only
one
reason
says you have to use the shofar of they're just saying it's mutter to do it.
The and only reason why the only this is all
Vidyevin. You did it.
You know it's all.
Translates to the me only, not into mutter, but mutter.
Oh, one should not should not blow it. Sorry,
you're yotze. You're
right.
Sorry,
you're yotze. You're putter.
Right. Well, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
As I understand it.
Okay.
The whole community is going
to
be.
It's been the yotze. Shalchulei l'avua d'Shmuel. Shalchulei l'avua d'Shmuel. They sent a letter to Avua d'Shmuel, to the father of Shmuel, saying the following: Kafo v'achal matzah. Yatza. If a person was forced to eat matzah, then he is yotze. He's yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Says the Gemara like this: Kafo man. What does it mean that he was forced? Who forced him? Who forced the guy to eat matzah? Ilema kafo shade. If you want to say there was a demon that forced him to eat the matzah. Now, in modern terms, we wouldn't be talking about a demon. We'd be talking about a person who loses his mind. Person who loses his mind for a short period.
Demon means he's not mentally stable.
A shady woman.
He's not mentally
even
stable.
Then.
A shady
what?
Woman.
Shady woman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the point of the Gemara.
Right, he wasn't mentally stable.
Eat that or I'll kill you.
Yeah, so if you're going to tell me that we're talking about a person who loses, he's not stable, he's not mentally stable, and therefore it is his alter ego that forces him to eat this matzah.
His guilt,
and he's yotze for that, v'hatanya. But we learned in a braisa, itim chalim, itim shote. If at times a person is healthy, he's sane, and at times he is not, meaning he kind of goes in and out of sanity.
Schizophrenic.
Okay. Kishahu chalim, when he is healthy, when he's normal, harehu kipikeach chodvar. We treat him as a regular person in all matters, all halachic matters. Kishahu shote, when he is a shote, harehu kishote l'chodvar. Then he is considered like a shote in all halachic matters. So how can you tell me that if a person kafo shade, that if a person's insanity forces him to eat the matzah, he's going to be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah? How can you say that? This person's not even, he's a shote. He's not even chayef to eat the matzah. He's a total shote because he was in his state of insanity, of where he wasn't stable. So that can't be a case where it was his insanity that forced him to do it. So Amar Rav Ashi, what's the case? Shukafo Persiim. It's a case where Goyim forced him to eat the matzah. Therefore, he had no idea he was doing a mitzvah of achilas matzah. He had no idea there was Pesach. He had no idea there was matzah. He was being forced to eat this cardboard. He didn't know what this cardboard was. And at any rate, says the Gemara, he is going to be, he gets credit. He's going to be yotze even though he was forced to do so. Amarava. What? Exactly. Amarava. Zosomeris. That's the whole Gemara in Gemara. Amarava Zosomeris. This implies, Hatokeh Lashir. If a person blows a shofar just for the sound of it, because he likes the toot, so he gives a light, nice long toot. He gives a nice toot. If he gives a 2.5 second toot, or the requisite duration of the toot, if he does so, yatsa, he is yotze, because even though he didn't know what he was doing, nevertheless, it's going to be yotze. Pshit says Gemara Pshita. Well, that's obvious. Hainuhach. That's the same case. If a person's forced to do the matzah, even though he didn't know he was eating matzah, he's yotze. Here also, he's tooting the shofar.
He didn't know
what he was doing. It was Rosh Hashanah, but all of a sudden he's yotze. It's the same case. What is Rava teaching me? So the Gemara says, no, there is a difference actually. What's the difference? Ma'u detema, what might I think? Hasam, when it comes to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, achol matzah amrachmana, v'ha'achal. What does the Torah say? The Torah doesn't say anything about kavana. It doesn't say you have to think about the mitzvah of achilas matzah and that it's Yitzias and that we went up in the chipazon. No! The Torah says, ba'erev tochlu matzos. You gotta eat the matzah. So what'd you do? You ate the matzah. So why are you yotzi the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Because the Torah said eat. You got to derive the benefit from eating. That's the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. The mitzvah is getting the hanah from eating. You got the hanah from eating. That's it. So you've done your job. Aval hacha. But in the case of the shofar, we're almost done. Zichron truksiv. No, it's not enough that you blow the shofar. You got to have a zichron truksiv. You got to know what you're doing. Right. You got to have the thought. the process in mind. You have to have the kavana for it. And therefore, I might think that in the case of the shofar, if I just tooting the horn, because I like the shear, because I like the sound, but I have no idea what I'm doing in terms of the mitzvah of shofar, I might think that I'm going to be yotzei. I might think that I'm not going to be yotzei.
You're not going to be yotzei.
That I'm not going to be yotzei because I don't have it in mind. I don't have kavana for it. Behind misasik ba'alma, the person's
just
tooting
doing, around with
he's
it.
Just tooting around. He's misasik.
Playing
he's,
your saxophone.
Yeah, right. He's just playing around with the shofar. So he's not considered right. Somebody who is actually a bal tokeya, who's actually being yotzei the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. That's what I might think. Kamash Malan, that no. Kamash Malan Rava, that they're actually the same.
Either
case,
way, you're Yotze.
Either way, you're going to be Yotze.
That's very good. So you see, Mrs. Lotzri Kavana.
Exactly. What we see from here is Alma Kasama Rava, Mrs. Ain Srichas Kavana. What we see from here is Mrs. Do not require Kavana.
Yeah.
We'll stop here. We're going to go a little bit further, but we're running late, so we'll
That's
stop
very
here.
Good.
The next Gemara is going to be very challenging.
It's going to be very
challenging. Okay,
this is the last challenging part. The rest of the Masechta is pretty easy, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like you've already done the Masechta. You
want
to give Shira next
very
6 weeks?
Short, it's very short Gemaras.
The Gemaras are not hard. The Gemaras should not be hard. I'm going to be going out at the end of January, so I need somebody to cover for me. I'm going to the States. I have work.
Is it Thursday?